and the right ones will respond if they're interested in your product. So last year we went to the FatSTEM conference, okay. The one that they had in Texas. I don't know. Do you go to that one every year?
I don't. I'm probably, what time of the year is it?
It's in like June. It's right after the, it's literally 2 weeks after after the Stanley Cup's done.
All right. So what happens with me is, after the Stanley Cup, I go straight to like covering the combine where all the prospects are, and then I go right to the draft. So I probably don't have the time.
Okay. Yeah. So and it's jammed right in the middle of that because everyone wants to get to their off season,
right?
So they strike while the iron is hot. So at that conference, obviously there's a lot of trade talks and industry talks, but all the brands that are NSF Sports certified get to debut or display their products and get in front of all the coaches. So we went last year. We met all the NHL teams that came by. I think about a third of the teams actually made it to our booth. And we now sell to the Montreal Canadiens. We're working with the Newfoundland Growlers. Like every once in a while, they'll put an order in because they're they're on the minor side. I think we've sold to the Chicago Blackhawks twice. Not much. They're scratching the surface. Our biggest team.
They might need more. They're probably not going to make the playoffs, so they might need more.
No, I tell you who's buying it like it's candy right now are the Blue Jackets.
Yeah, well, the Blue Jackets are awesome. Somehow they're hanging in it with a lot of injuries, so that may be their secret.
That this could be one of the things that they're doing. I literally had Kevin Collins is their strength and conditioning coach. He just put an order in yesterday. So I'm like, and we have a nice rapport with these teams because every time we open a team up, we send them a little special something from Bubs because it's a special opportunity to work with a professional team, and we want to make sure they know we appreciate it. It's not just a revenue stream. It's like, that's pretty cool to be like, yeah, man, I'm working with the Blue Jackets.
Right.
Like, can't land the Ducks, my backyard team, but hey, one step at a time. But so baseball's huge. Hockey is secondary, and NBA and NFL, they don't touch this stuff. And meaning they don't buy products for players. They leave the decisions for the players and the players' agents. They just insist that they're NSF for Sports certified.
Right.
So we'll have the one-off NFL players, hit us up for some collagen, and that's where we get a lot of traction is through the players individually. But for the most part, it's a revenue stream from the teams. The teams actually buy from us.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool, right? And that I literally got NSF for Sports certification as a way to sell to grocery stores. I didn't think it would become a sales channel. So,
right.
Funny how that works.
So, all right. So we'll get back to the Blue Jackets. So, how long have they been using it?
They got on us during the preseason. So that was, I feel like their first order was in October.
Okay.
It was the very first of October. I'd have to look at my QuickBooks to find out.
Nah, that's fine. But I'll tell you, if you haven't kept up with them, they lost a lot of star players. They probably had the most injured team in the league as far as just missing games, time missed to injury, and they're still in the playoff hunt. They're in it right now. And most everybody picked them not to make the playoffs this year based on the losses they had in the offseason. And John Tortorella, the coach, has done just a spectacular job. But also, we just read off, I do a daily video show, and we just read off their lineup today, like their roster. And 30% of it are players that most people have never heard of. So, you're probably helping.
Powerful. I love hearing that. I watched them in the playoff hunt. I didn't look below the surface on how many injuries they had.
Oh, yeah, they have a ton.
I am admittedly, as you already know, from Massachusetts.
Yeah.
I am a lifelong Bruins fan.
But you don't sound like a masshole, though, so that's good.
I hope not. I mean, I'm trying to temper the fact that we've had a couple of really good decades in sports.
Yeah, too many good ones. I'm a Jets fan, so in my estimation for football, you had too much.
Yeah, I've got some relatives on my wife's side that are diehard Jets fans, and I don't bring any of this stuff up with them. I'm like, hey, we're cool, man.
No, you can. I mean, look, I remember the Sam Cunningham days. They were, when when you had Steve Grogan, yeah, you had some decent teams, but not a lot. So, you know, everybody has their time.
Okay.
Yep.
The Grogan jersey is my all-time favorite. That's my go-to jersey.
Okay.
I bust out the Grogan jersey. I was looking online for the Moses Tutupu.
Oh.
I couldn't find one, so I settled for Grogan.
That's funny with Grogan because the worst memory I have of Grogan, which is probably your best, is on Monday Night Football, they beat the Jets 56-3, and somehow I watched that whole game. I don't know why.
Thinking something could change.
Maybe, I don't know.
Point,
or I was just watching it because it was like a car wreck. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's okay. Everyone else who's from the Chicago area likes to still remind heavily on Buffs.
Well, that's a good endorsement.